And welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mount Podcast. Guess what, guys? I am actually 20 weeks now. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see my beautiful belly. Just wanted to throw it out there. But today's episode is actually a very personal one for me, and I've been thinking about recording this for a while, and honestly, it took me some courage to sit down and press record because March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. And I realized that I've shared bits and pieces of my journey before, but I've never really shared the full story of how endometriosis completely changed my life and how it brought me into how I'm creating this beautiful human being second time around after two miscarriages. So it was all before I became a spiritual coach or a coach in general, before I started this podcast, before the Bliss Off Life philosophy even existed. I was just a woman trying to understand why my body was in so much pain for years, ever since I got my period, which was like 13. And from discovering that, and then why my journey into motherhood felt so difficult when I thought it was going to be so easy. And what I didn't realize back then was that this very painful chapter of my life would actually become the thing that led me to my purpose. So today I want to share my story, not just about endometriosis, but about how pain can sometimes become the doorway to awakening self-trust and feeling a more aligned life and just living that way. And so endometriosis, for those who don't know or might not be familiar with, it's actually a condition that affects about 1 in 10 women. Yet so many people still don't understand what it is and how it truly affects you. Not even the medical system, guys, because they cast endometriosis as a woman's health issue or a PMS issue, but it's completely not that. It causes your whole entire body to be inflamed, and it can affect your whole entire body, not just your uterus that they think is correlated to PMS. So endometriosis happens when tissue that is similar to the lining of the uterus grows outside of the uterus. This can cause severe pain, inflammation, fatigue, and often infertility. So for many women, it can take years to get a diagnosis because our pain is often dismissed. Like I said, the healthcare system doesn't take endometriosis seriously. And when I was going through it, it took me, 20 years to finally get my diagnosis. I finally got it in around 33. So 20 years, because I got it 13 and then I found out I'm 33. So it causes infertility, but it's like an inflammation type of disease. And like I said, it just doesn't affect just your uterus. It can go into other parts of your body. And it's just so painful. And when you have endometriosis, you get dismissed by the doctors. And so you sound crazy. And, you know, people say it's a period pain problem and it's normal and it's just hormones or you're just probably stressed. And so a lot of women suffer silently for years thinking this level of pain is just part of being a woman. And that's what I thought, literally. But when you're living with it, you know something deeper is going on. And that was my experience. Ever since I was little, I knew that this was more than just a pain period. I was like, this was not normal. Having to bleed excessively, being in so much pain, feeling like your uterus is about to explode and having these excruciating pain that won't stop, or it'll just come whenever, and you just get this anxiety of like, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to survive this pain? And it just literally feels like you're on fire, like inside of you. And it's just so painful. You can't breathe. You can't sleep when you're in so much pain. And I didn't know I had endometriosis because it took forever for me to get diagnosed, but I knew it was because I had signs about it and I Googled it, and I just knew that it was endometriosis, even though I got dismissed by my doctor, and my doctor straight up was like, nope, you just had a bad period and it's okay. I even went to urgent care to take care of this issue, and I was in so much pain at one point in time that I knew it was not normal, and yet even urgent care was like, oh, you just have a little cyst in your ovary, and it's fine. Just go check it out with your OB, and I knew it was more than that. And that was my journey into finally getting a diagnosis with endometriosis after so long of pain and getting dismissed and thinking I was crazy. So my journey with endometriosis was not just physical, it was emotional, mental, and spiritual. There were times when I felt like my body was working against me. I remember feeling confused, frustrated, and sometimes even angry at my body, especially because I always knew I wanted to become a mother. Motherhood was something that I deeply desired. I always loved kids growing up, and I just knew I was meant to be a mom. And when you start experiencing fertility struggles, it can feel incredibly heavy. It makes you question everything and second guess many things about yourself. And I was thinking about how my future would look like, and I was disappointed in myself. I was disappointed that I couldn't give my husband a baby and his parents. And it was just a lot of heaviness where I literally became depressed at one point in my life. And there were moments of uncertainty, moments of grief, and moments where I just didn't understand why my life was happening in this way and why my body was just not going the way I wanted, even though I thought I was doing the right things. I thought I was eating healthy. I was working out. Like, I was like, why is this happening? And I didn't understand. But now looking back, I totally get it, because it's not just a physical thing. Yes, inflammation happens when you also have stress in your life, which at the time I was working at a very stressful place too. And I was just so high strung about everything. And when you're going through something like this, like infertility and having endometriosis and health issues, it can feel very isolating. And that's where depression and dark thoughts start brewing and coming about. And then it gets worse and worse. And it doesn't help that social media makes and portrays that everybody's life is grandiose. So I just kept looking around and seeing other women getting pregnant easily. My two sisters, they literally got pregnant right away, and I thought that was going to be the case for me, but that was completely opposite. And just everybody having family, announcing pregnancies, and all my friends already having kids before me, it just left me with a lot of anxiety, sadness, and kind of jealousy, right? Resentment. Of course, I was happy for them, but in a sense, you feel sad for yourself. Like, why can't I have that? Right? And I felt like everybody was moving forward with their lives. And meanwhile, I'm here stuck navigating doctor appointments, medical procedures, emotional ups and downs, and waiting for answers. And it can be a really lonely place emotionally. But one thing I want people to understand is that endometriosis doesn't just affect your body. It affects your identity. It affects your confidence. It affects how you see yourself as a woman. There were times where I questioned my body, questioned my path, and wondered why things felt so hard. And when you're in those moments, it's very easy to fall into frustration or even self-blame. You start thinking, why is my body doing this? Why is this happening to me? What if things never work out? And those thoughts can be incredibly heavy. And that's where the depression comes in. And so this is how spiritual actually got into my life, because when I started not getting answers to those questions, I had to look for anything to even get answers, because I was not getting it from my medical team or the healthcare system. I was not getting it from myself because I just didn't have the knowledge or empowerment that I needed at that time. So I just were open to anything, and that's how spirituality fell into my lap. And then I got Akashic reading that helped me step forward and felt empowered, or at least feel better that everything was going to work out. Because in that reading, I asked if I was ever going to become a mom. And in that reading, they told me that I will become a mom and I would have a daughter. And then years later on, I would have a second, which would be a boy. And that is the case. So I truly believe in all the spirituality thing. But at the time, I wasn't even sure. I was like, is this even true? Because I don't know. I wasn't a very spiritual person growing up. I still had doubts, but at least I was getting some type of answers, and spirituality helped me get to that. But looking back now, something unexpected happened during that time in my life. My struggles actually forced me to slow down. They forced me to listen to myself, and they forced me to start asking deeper questions about life, about purpose, and about what it really means to live a fulfilling life. Before that, like many people, I was living in a very external world, trying to control outcomes, trying to plan everything, trying to push forward even when things felt misaligned. I was so disconnected from myself. I was the biggest people pleaser. I put everybody ahead of myself. I didn't know what self-care, self-love meant. And boy, did I have to learn all of this at that moment in time. And I remember during my infertility days, I had to shut out some family members and not talk to them for months because I found them so toxic, and I wasn't able to do that and have the courage because I felt so defeated at that time. I was like, I just cannot deal with any more BS. So I just shut it out. But if I was never put into that situation, I would have never learned boundaries, self-love, self-care. That is so needed for me to grow and become a better person, to become a better leader, to become a better coach, to become a better mom. So all of that was necessary for me to grow and to happen in order for me to become the person I'm meant to be. So when your body is in pain, or when you have a difficult moment, it just made me realize that it's pushing you or me in the right direction. Because I was so misaligned. I was so off course of what I was meant to be doing in life. So it becomes very hard to ignore what's happening internally when your body is telling you something and you can't see it. But that's why intuition is so important. Following that intuition. And then that's when my spiritual awakening really started, right? I started becoming more curious about intuition, mindset, and then how our inner world shapes our outer life. I started learning about manifestation, self-love, and emotional healing. And slowly, I started realizing something very important. Life wasn't happening to me. It was guiding me somewhere. And this is actually where the idea of the bliss soft life began. The bliss soft life isn't about ignoring challenges or pretending life is perfect. It's about learning how to move through life with more alignment, more self-trust, and more compassionate for yourself. It's about shifting out of constant survival mode, because so many people live their lives in hustle, pressure, stress, and trying to prove their worth. But through my healing journey, I realized something powerful. When you reconnect with yourself, when you learn to listen to your intuition, when you stop abandoning yourself, life begins to feel different. It becomes softer. It becomes more aligned. It becomes more peaceful. And that's the philosophy that I now share with others through my work. And if you're listening to this episode and you're someone who is currently struggling with endometriosis, infertility, or any kind of health challenge, I want you to say this. Your story is not over. Your body is not your enemy. And sometimes the hardest chapters of our lives are actually the ones that wake us up to who we truly are. Your pain does not define you, but it can become a powerful teacher. And that's the beautiful thing, like I said. Hardships always bring you closer into alignment of where you need to be. And I was so off track, and the universe was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You are so not ready to become a mom. You're so far from who you are. And becoming a mom would have added way more stress into my life because I have not learned a lot of lessons that I needed to learn before becoming a mom. And I felt like that transition in my life needed to happen because now I look back and I'm like, dude, it really made me become a better person, become a better mom. And now I have a calmer nervous system, literally. When my daughter is screaming her brains out, throwing tantrums, I'm actually calm. And I let her throw the tantrums. I let her feel and go through these emotions, which is hard because I want to just scream myself. But since I calm my nervous system down, I see her regulating her emotions faster. And remember, these kids are so young. Like, adults can't even regulate their emotions. You want a little kid to regulate theirs? No way. And I'm not saying I'm perfect as a mom, okay? Like, there are days where I cannot handle it, okay? But at least for the most part, I try to handle my ish. And I try to make sure that as long as I work on myself and she sees that, she will become a better version of me. And it's just a healing pattern because I'm the better version of my mom and so on and so forth. It's like healing generational patterns that we've created in lifetimes and lifetimes and generations. Like, think about it. And it gets passed down. And so endometriosis, I heard my grandma had it. And then my mom had it. She didn't know. They didn't know. And then it got passed down to my sister and I, my twin sister and I. My older sister doesn't actually have endometriosis, so it is passed down by your mother. And I don't know. It might be passed down to Gemma, but we won't know until she has her period. And that's later down the line. But now I know how to help her navigate through this time. And it's a beautiful thing that I've learned myself. And that now I can empower her in her journey of whatever struggles she's going through. But now I have this strong mindset, like this mindset that I did not have. I was so weak back then. I let every little thing affect me. And it was not even a big deal, but yet I made it such a grandiose thing. It's because my nervous system was such on fight and flight because my body was so inflamed, and your body always is telling you something. So that's why listen to yourself, listen to your intuition, follow it, give yourself some grace, some time to ground yourself, to love yourself, to take care of yourself. And if your body is screaming at you with some type of health issue, it's telling you something. And it's wild that a lot of women have endometriosis. And the only two things that can help with endometriosis is really extreme. It's either you take birth control or you get a laparoscopy surgery. So it's two extremities and there's nothing really in between. So that's why I got into holistic health as well. Because there was nothing in between. And I was like, if I'm trying to get pregnant and my only thing I can do is take birth control to control my periods, how am I going to have a kid? That's insane. So that was not an option. And that really got me upset because I was like, really? And then the other extremity is getting a laparoscopy, which honestly, there's not enough excision surgeons to do this. Okay. And that's the golden standard, by the way, right now. And there's not enough research that is being done. And I'm sure there's better options if there was more research done on endometriosis. And there should be more funding, but it's been different ever since, 2020? So 6 years now, I feel like it has shifted significantly where people are more aware of endometriosis and it's talked about more because the endo community and this incredible community of women have really voiced their opinions and really shared their stories and opened up to sharing what endo really is about and advocating that it's been shifting more research and more people to talk about this topic, which is great. And so I see a lot of positivities and changes coming up. But at the time when I was going through it, it was still pretty new. Like people did not understand what it was. And then, so if you have an excision surgery, it's like pretty much taking out through surgically the endo. And there's ablation where they burn the endo, and I've heard really bad things about it. But on my journey, I got really, really lucky that I'm in the Bay Area and I went to Stanford and had an excision specialist surgeon do my surgery. So she really helped me get all the endo out, helped me get the pain, get rid of it, because I had two big endometriomas growing on each ovary, like 7 centimeters. It was like about probably this big maybe on each side. And imagine that in on your ovaries, like, whew, I had so much pain every night. It just would feel like it's burning alive and I just couldn't sleep and I was crying in agony, pain. Oh, I never want to go back to that. And so that's why I really, truly had to tap into my health. Like I did not want to go back into feeling that pain ever, ever again. And so after my excision surgery, I was able to heal. And then I did a round of IVF, which failed. I was pregnant for like 2 weeks and then I got a miscarriage. And then miracle happened. I conceived naturally with my Gemma right before I was about to start round two of IVF, by the way. I was going to start it. And going through IVF is another day, another story, but going through IVF is one of the hardest things as well. Mentally, physically, emotionally. Woo! I talked about it in a different episode. But looking back at that, that was tough. But after my excision surgery and then doing the holistic route, these whole years, I haven't had it. And what, since 2022, 23, 24, 4 years of no endo, guys. So I am so proud of myself. And I don't take birth control either. So I am so proud of where I've come from relying to birth control in my 20s and then having excruciating pain of endo, and then after getting pregnant and then going the holistic route, no endo. And I can't imagine having endometriosis and then having to take care of a toddler. That just sounds terrible. Like, I would not want to sacrifice my body and my time and not be able to enjoy her. So this is why the Bliss Soft Life is so important to me. This is why it's so crucial for me to calm my nervous system, to help calm my endo, to help calm my inflammation in my body, and to ground myself and to do these little things every single day for my health. Because if I don't take care of myself, it will go to the extremities of what I have been through. And I never want to go back to it. And if you're like me, or if you've ever experienced anything similar to what I've done, and my story resonates with you, then this is meant exactly for you. You're supposed to take a similar path, not the same exact path as me, but maybe some things. Maybe look at your emotional health, maybe tap more into your spiritual health, or maybe it might even be your physical health. Who knows? There is a missing piece in your health that you're not tapped into, and so that's why the balance is not there. And when you don't have a balance with all of these four things, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual health, your life is not balanced, your body's unbalanced, something's unbalanced, and you'll just know. But the bliss of life literally is about balancing it all, or trying to balance it all. And being aware of each of these four things in your life, because, I mean, all of them doesn't have to be equal, but at least it has to be part of your life. And if you're missing one completely of those four things that I said, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health, you'll feel super off balance, like I was. Okay, so I was only just focusing on my physical health, and yet I still had endometriosis grow and get inflamed. And when I looked at all four of the health, I have not had endo since. So, oh, I am so, so blessed, guys. Like, truly blessed. And I'm so thankful. And this is how gratitude started being so crucial in my daily life. I know it sounds so small, but I noticed that the small little things that you do on a daily basis truly is the most life-changing things that helps you create change in your life, because it's like doing the daily little baby habits, changing those belief systems on a small little daily basis, because you'll never change it if you're just going to go all in and go like on a crazy diet or something extreme. It never sticks, right? You're just going to go back into old ways because your body or your mind has not been able to really truly shift. And it takes a gradual shift, gradual time to really change the neurons in your mind, to create new neurons, new pathways, to create new belief systems, all these things that take time, right? And we all want these shortcuts in life, but that's not how it's going to work. And this is why hiring a coach is so important. I still have coaches in my life. I will forever have mentors and coaches in my life, because we will always grow and develop and get stuck in wherever we are. We will never be done with learning. And if you can grasp this concept, you know how important it is to have a mentor or a guide or a coach to be there for you when you are stuck, or to help you figure out how to level up or shift from what you no longer want or what no longer serves you, so you can create a beautiful, better life for yourself. And that's why investing in yourself is so, so, so important, guys. So important. And investing in yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is that you need, is going to truly change your life for the better. And I know this episode is about endometriosis, but this is how it truly led me into changing my life for the better. Endo was actually a miracle for me. Isn't that wild? And everybody's like, endo is the worst thing ever. If you're in the endo community, usually the endo community is always complaining about their symptoms, about the sickness, about the healthcare. It's just kind of in a very negative space. And I had to take myself away from the endo community for a while because I just didn't want to hear all the negativity. And it's not that I don't care about these women that are in pain, but it was bringing me into a low vibe, into a stressful environment. And as an empath, I really care about other people. I feel so bad. I'm like, dude, I want to help you. I want to be there for you. But a lot of these women are stuck in low vibes, and it's hard to make them see something that they can't see yet. And I get it. I was there. I've been there. And I'm not going to bash on these women or people, but they have to come to a point where, I think with anybody in general, though, somebody cannot help you unless you are ready to help yourself. And let me say that again. No one can really help you heal until you are ready to heal yourself. So take accountability for yourself, for your health, for your own well-being. Nobody can do that. Your doctors can't save you, okay? I mean, God can save you in a certain way, but if you don't even allow God to help you or the universe, whatever that you believe in, then how are they going to help heal you, right? It's your own decision. It's your own free will to choose yourself and your own well-being, your health. And I cannot stress this enough. But the one biggest thing that I've learned through my journey is that the experiences that break us open are often the same experiences that awaken our purpose. So my struggles led me to spirituality. They led me to self-discovery. And eventually, they led me to work that I do, helping people reconnect with themselves and to trust their inner guidance. And it's so beautiful because I would have never thought in a million years I would be doing this, let alone having this podcast, okay? Because so many people are disconnected from themselves. They're overwhelmed, anxious, overthinking, and unsure about their next steps in life. And sometimes what we really need is clarity. I know I need it all the time, and this is what I'm always seeking. And I'm sure that everybody else needs this too. And sometimes we just need someone to remind us that we already have the answers within us. And this is what I do. I help you use your own powers, your own specialties to tap into your own powers, your intuition, to get answers that is already within you. But our society has made us forget about who we truly are. This is what I call the matrix. And we're so busy, right? And we're always on our phones. We're constantly overthinking. And this is how we get so overwhelmed and anxious. And this is how our body gets sick because of the stress, because of the negative self-talk, because of the environment that our society has created. And knowing and learning that you can choose how to navigate this matrix life that is set up for us, we can actually take ourselves out from the matrix or see it and be aware of it and then use your powers to try to shield it or work with around it or work through it so you can become who you truly meant to be. And so this is what I do in teaching people about the bliss of life. It's about learning how to navigate this busy, crazy life that's been put right in front of us, that have been taught to us at a young age, and then relearning everything. But remember, you're a powerful being, and it only takes you to choose how you want to live this life. And the beautiful thing is, you don't have to do this work by yourself. So you don't have to do this on your own. That's the beautiful thing. Sometimes it's easier to have someone guide you, to support you, to cheer you on, to be and guide you where you need to go and to give you some clarity or guidance or direction. Right? I mean, you could do this work on your own. You really could, but it'll take you longer and it's harder to do it because how do you see your own blind spots? It's very hard. Trust me, it's doable, but it's harder. And so this is why working with me would help you get to the outcome or your desires faster. And I do this with my one-on-one coaching. Or I even offer intuitive card readings. And the card readings is a great way for you to see how I can help you. And these sessions, we explore what's happening in your life. what energy is coming up for you and what guidance might help you move forward with more clarity and confidence. And this call is so fun. It's an hour long, but if you've been feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure about your next chapter, this could be a really supportive experience for you. And in this session, not only do I pull cards, but I also coach you through the thing that is stopping you from truly creating the life that you want. And so if that is called for you, or if you feel called to do a card reading or even work with me one-on-one, you could book it in my website, and I will put the link in the description below, or you could just go check out www.kathymao.com. So I want to really thank you for listening to this episode and for holding space for my story and what I've learned and how endo truly changed my life. And if you know someone who is struggling with endometriosis or infertility, please share this episode with them. Sometimes the most healing thing we can do is remind someone that they are not alone. And if this episode resonated with you, I would love for you to subscribe to the podcast and share it with someone who might need this message today. Remember this, your challenges may shape you, but they don't limit you. Sometimes they're simply preparing you for your next chapter. So thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. And don't forget to go and live the BS life and ignite your power. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!